yourself in the middle of your story. We all have to recognize that we are the authors of our life and we are the pilots in charge of our destination. As you think about your story today, I want you to focus on the significance of your life. What do you love about your journey? What have you overcome? How will you share your story with others? What can they learn about your journey? And how will you use your story to impact others? Adding significance is important when creating your story because it allows people to understand who you are. Finally, if you are at a point in your journey where you are afraid of something, now is the time to identify your fears and begin to strategize how you will move forward because you're placing significance to your story. One of the things that I learned about fear is that it is false evidence appearing real. And when we confront the issues, we can begin to heal and move forward. For years, I have struggled with pets. And one day I had to confront this issue. I found myself celebrating a holiday where the dog was not leaving the house and neither was I. We both had to coexist. We had to get along. And as fate would have it, everyone had had an opportunity to pet the dog but me. The dog was looking at me and I was looking at him. Finally, I decided that it was time for me to face this fear. I was going to pet this dog. And because I didn't like the way the dog felt, I placed a glove on my hand. And as the dog came around, I would pet him with my one glove hand. By the time the night was over, me and my glove and the dog, we were a hit. People talked about us, they took pictures with us, and it was a success. I realized that I had taken charge of the situation and I didn't allow it to take charge of me. I learned how to manage the issue. Today, if you are afraid of something, you have to identify why you are afraid and second determine if what you fear is good or bad. Let me explain. When I think about my experience with the dogs, I realized I couldn't identify why I was afraid. Therefore, I was hanging on to an anxiety that I needed to release. Now I'm able to share that experience to help others because I need for you to see the importance of facing your fears. Therefore, your assignment today is to list everything that you are afraid of. And second, identify why you are afraid. And third, determine if the fear you're holding on to is something that you should keep or release. When you begin to think about the things that you fear, you can now identify what is holding you back. And now you can also determine how you will face these issues, confront them, and begin to strategize on how you will move forward. When you confront issues related to your goals, you are adding that significance that you're looking for. You're adding the importance to your story. When you take charge of issues, you are now taking ownership and responsibility for your journey. When you take ownership, you're finding your voice and you are now on the way to living a life of significance. And believe it or not, you're writing the best book you will ever read. And that's your life's journey. To learn more about overcoming your fears, please visit my website at www.rbankshall.com. You will find a link to an online course entitled Overcome Your Fear and Soar to New Heights. And this is so important because it's time for you to write your story. You've been listening to Maximizing Your Life with Dr. Regina Banks Hall. Please tune in each week for a message on life, success, health, wealth, finance, relationships, and purpose. In order for us to achieve the goals and dreams that we desire in life, we have to add significance to our story.